seriously popular.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners, returning like a hero to my beloved listenership.
Yes, so listeners to last week's show will have had sleepless nights worrying about your health, Archie. Please update us.
I had appendicitis. So I had my appendix out. I went to the NHS. We all now legally have to say, God bless our NHS.
You don't legally have to say that.
You do. If you're in media, you have to praise the NHS and the people
thing.
In it. It was great. I mean, lovely. I had basically a week off, didn't I? And a lot of very strong opioid pills. And they, my friends, are a lot of fun.
And who do you need to thank?
Whoever invented fentanyl, because
no.
that sent me to sleep like a goodie.
No.
Oh, yes. Last week's episode was hosted by Jamie East, who is actually won the award for the oldest podcast host in Britain. He's just turned 50, and he did a little episode. Nice for him to get out. And the cheap. Yeah, but thank you, Jay. I haven't listened to it, I'll be honest. It was like watching someone get with your girlfriend.
It was very good. I had a good time. I won't say who I prefer as a co-host. I'll leave that to just be figured out by our audience.
Thank you.
As you should know by now, Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the colourful and often somewhat challenging comments left under Mail Online stories.
You know the kind of thing. Frenzied fury at the colour of tiny flags on footballers' shirts, or the refusal to carry a Nectar card for fear of a deep state conspiracy, and the unbridled joy at being able to loudly proclaim who when the cast of a celebrity reality show is announced.
That's good. I hate nothing more than when a celebrity is announced or someone mentions a celebrity and someone goes, I've never heard of that person. Because you haven't heard of someone doesn't define their celebrity.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it does.
No,
it doesn't. There's a lot of shows now. I mean, have you seen this Dancing on Ice thing?
You know that I once, like 5-6 years ago, I did a casting.
Dancing on Ice?
I went to an ice skating rink in Essex and I had to sort of
it's got to be like watching a giraffe get shot.
Yes, it was a bit. So we use the comments left about a celebrity guest under stories about them to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories simply from the comments.
And as I have no prior knowledge of the stories, it often seems like I've been in a coma for the last decade rather than the last few days, such as my illiteracy in the language of tabloid fame.
Yes, it was quite a shock having Jamie in your seat last week, Archie. He seemed to actually know what he was talking about. I think he might have known more about Katie Price than Katie Price. But this week you're in luck, Arch, because we have someone that you are very familiar with. In fact, he might want to have a word with us.
What do you mean?
Well, let's get him in and see if we can smooth things over. It's James Arch Argent!
Hello! Nice to see you, James Arch Argent.
Good to see you, lads. It's good to be here.
You're now going to hear a short biography about yourself, because that's what we do on this podcast. Take it away, Josh.
Arj found fame in The Only Way is Essex, debuting in 2010. Since then, he has become a regular on our screens in The Jump, Celebs Go Dating, SAS Who Dares Wins, and several other reality franchises. A published author and a talented singer, Arj also regularly performs with a Sinatra-esque swing band. His battles with weight, alcohol, and cocaine have been much chronicled, but Arj is now both half the man he was and twice the man he was, with his new healthy lifestyle. Please welcome James Argent.
Good. Hey. Hello. Now, we've actually met before, James.
What an intro that was.
It's confession time. We've met before.
Yes. I think he knows, mate.
Does he?
Well, I think so, yeah.
So we pranked you into auditioning for Borat. Do you remember this? We emailed claiming to be the casting director for Borat 3, a film that as yet has not been made and probably won't be if Rebel Wilson gets her way.
Yeah.
And we had you auditioning for the role of Borat, I seem to remember.
With some esteemed company, it was yourself, Perry Edwards, David Spade, David Walliams, and
Jimmy Carr.
So, you know.
Amazing. Great job, lads. Great job. At least I was like, yeah, when you get like done like that, but with that kind of calibre of people, it doesn't feel as bad.
So, Arj, the premise of the show is that I read out some comments on a Mail Online story about you, and you have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Do you ever read the comments that are left about you?
I have done, and...
And did that spark a mental health crisis?
It definitely didn't help. You tell yourself, don't read it. You're never going to like what you read. What's the point? Sometimes you can't help
you just
but
have
do
to,
it.
Of course. It's
but,
like...
but I do try not to.
Well,
because
we'll
it's
read
never
them for
be
you
good.
Now, so buckle up, baby.
So Archie is going to help or probably hinder, as he has no idea what the stories are either.
Okay.
Let's get straight into it.
So for the first story, the first comment is from Kevy in London, and this was left 8 years ago.
Getting eliminated will probably save him from an extended hospital stay.
Okay, well, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I think that's
very
easy.
I mean, what's the thing you can get eliminated from that's going to save you a hospital stay? I think you've started with a pretty low ball offer here, Josh.
Well, let's hear what you think.
I think this is when I took part of a show called The Jump.
Which is a brilliant show because it kills off a lot of totally irrelevant celebrities. It's a genius idea. We have too many Z-list celebrities. And someone in telly went, I've got an idea. Let's maim them and potentially kill them.
I think I was one of the only ones on that series, on that show, that didn't actually break a bone or a leg.
Really?
I was literally the worst skier out of everyone and the most unfit and most unathletic.
Who else were you on The Jump with that year?
Brian McFadden, come on, Westlife legend.
That's
yeah,
good.
Brian McFadden's good.
We interviewed his ex, I think, didn't we? Brian McFadden. And Kerry Katona, she came and spoke to us.
So, as the South African in the room, I don't really know what The Jump is, Arj. Can you take me through it?
So, basically, The Jump is getting celebrities to take part in extreme winter sports.
Right.
But
it takes Z-listers who are used to one kind of powder and puts them into another.
Right.
For a
so
winter,
that, well,
for
it sounds
a
like a
escape.
Show that would be absolutely perfect for you, actually.
Yes, I'd love it. So the main premise is a big kind of slalom down a hill and then you fly.
But hold on. For the big jump, you're landing on snow. You're not landing on like a,
no,
a soft...
No, it's like the Winter Olympics.
But you're, no offence. I mean, you're not qualified to do that,
that's
surely.
Why it's funny to watch.
That's why it's...
It's not funny to watch someone who's good at it doing
that's
it.
That's why I got taken off.
Did you get hurt doing the show?
No, I was one of the only people that didn't get hurt.
And was it in your slightly bigger years?
Yes, maybe I did have some more cushioning.
I was going to say, if you bounce down, you might be able to, you know.
Did anyone ever try sue the show or anything like that?
Potentially, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, no, people got into big trouble. It's a brilliant way of killing them off.
So the answer is, Towie's James Argent is eliminated from The Jump again as Heather Mills makes a victorious return.
Did you go and come back?
Yeah, I think I got eliminated pretty early doors and then they brought me back.
Just because you survived, they thought. Let's have another crack.
I brought it back. Got injured. So.
He's got four limbs. Let's give him
and then I
crack.
Think I went out straight away.
That show sounds absolutely mental.
It was fun at the time. There was a right good group of us and we was all in Austria having fun.
This woke culture's gone out of control. I mean, we can't just have reality stars go to the Alps and break their legs for our entertainment anymore. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
The next story. This comment is from Jack in Exeter. It was left 7 years ago.
£6,500 down and still looking like a goon.
So something that I've spent £6,500 on and I'm still looking like a goon. So is it some kind of weight loss surgery? Well, how long ago was it?
7 years ago. Let's have the next comment.
Okay, the next comment is from DBG12 in Sheffield.
He looked better, bigger and pre-surgery. Looks like a typical Essex porcelain doll now.
Did you have surgery 7 years ago?
No, when I had my gastric sleeve, that was coming up for 3 years ago.
So what? So, and you had no surgery before then? Here we go, he's got a smile on his face. The teeth have been done, definitely. I can see
that with my own eyes. That was Towie Series 1, the teeth got done. That's why I'm drinking a coffee for a straw.
He arrived this morning and he asked Sam, who works on the show, could he have a coffee, and then sent Sam back down for a straw because he's just had his teeth wiped.
I went to see my dentist yesterday and he's told me if I want to have a coffee or a green tea, it's got to be for a straw.
I've got one more comment for you which might help. It's left by Tinkerbell in London.
Can you imagine what all of the Greek-Roman busts would look like without their strong noses? This trend for baby noses on men is a travesty.
What I will say is...
Yes.
Okay, I did have a nose job, but I didn't really look any different after having one. I've still got a big, strong nose, which I'm proud of, which I want. But I did have a bit of a bump in the nose.
Right, and you got that fixed.
I got the bump just, like, straightened out. And
that's intense. How do they do that?
I think potentially I might have... asked for slightly
was it £6,500
smaller nostrils. I think my nostrils were pretty huge.
Well, to be fair, you used them pretty well in the latter years, didn't you? It's worth having good nostrils for that.
The story is James Arge Argent gives a glimpse of his new nose after undergoing £6,500 plastic surgery to remove bump and reduce the size of his nostrils.
There we go.
Is that a general anaesthetic?
Exactly.
Do they knock you
what
out
I just
for
said
it?
Yeah,
so you how does that, and they just shave off the bump?
I mean, I don't know the technicalities of the operation, but pretty much.
And, you know, we love the Mail Online, but sometimes they can get figures slightly wrong. Was the £6,500 number fairly accurate?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember. It was many years ago, but I remember I had to pay for it.
Oh, your straw is collapsing.
Yeah, straw's
gone. Oh, my
gone.
God.
Paper straws.
Paper straws are the worst things in the world.
My
desire to drink a drink properly goes so much higher than a turtle to live its life in part of the world I've not cared about. Let's bring back plastic straws. That's my political message of the day.
Hold your horses.
So the first comment on the next story is from Frankie Fourfingers in London.
He looks fab. Women prefer a man with a bit of meat on his bones.
More cushion for the pushin', I believe is the phrase.
Oh, my God.
No, that is a thing. That is a thing.
Yeah.
This is obviously about your weight loss, which is unavoidable.
Yeah.
But how big were you at your biggest?
At my biggest, I was 27 stone.
20? That is fat. I mean, that's like a London tax. That is vast. Were there things you couldn't do?
I took the piss, yeah.
Were you the kind of person who like had to go sideways to go through
God's
a door? No, but 27 stone is big.
What is that in kilograms? Because I'm South African.
About a million.
27 stone. Don't know. 180,
170.
170 something, is it?
And now you must be what? 13?
Now I'm about 13 and a half stone.
So you're more than half your weight.
Yeah, I lost
like, it's amazing.
Half.
Where does it go? Like, it just falls off you.
It was mad. When I look back at pictures, it's like, wow. Crazy to think that I was that big and crazy to...
And no disrespect, you didn't just wake up one day that big.
No.
Like, at some point, did it not occur to you, hang on, whoa, we're getting a bit out of control here?
Yeah, I think I was just acting out on feelings and emotions and eating. And then I think lockdown, COVID, that didn't help. Yeah. I mean, I always had a problem with weight anyway. Ever since I was a kid, I was up and down in weight. But especially during lockdown stuff, I think I started off doing the at-home exercises. It started off that way. But then after a few days, I think I just started eating bad food and then got in a rut.
You guys are sort of basically at the story. But let's give you the next comment. This one's from Rach Melb in Manchester.
These pictures make me really sad. He's clearly going through a bad place right now. Hope he comes through happy and healthy and can put his demons behind him.
That's a nice comment from the Daily Mail, isn't
it?
That's
that
a supportive comment. Well done. What was her name?
Her name was Rach Melb.
Well done, Rach.
The final comment is from Kitty Parrish in Hampshire.
Hello, Kitty.
She says...
Wishing you all the luck in the world. You are so brave and so strong for doing this. We should all be proud of you.
So, is this a story about the operation to lose weight?
I think this is a story about me just about to go into surgery.
Correct. This is 27 stone James Argent steps out in Essex after revealing he is preparing for life-saving gastric sleeve surgery. Why was it life-saving?
Well, because he was 27 stone.
Yeah.
So it was like getting...
I don't think you understand how big 27 stone is.
It's 170 kilograms.
I remember the doctors saying, like, even doctors saying to me, like, you're on death row and things like that. Like, it was bad. I couldn't tie my own shoelaces. I was like, and I had bad asthma and I was finding it hard to breathe. I couldn't.
Could you see your own penis?
No.
That's always the measure for me if I get too fat. If I look down and I can't see my own fella, that's when I think I've got to act.
I just about see it now.
Can you try and explain to us how it feels being as you are now compared to being 170 kilograms?
Yeah, it feels good.
I bet it does.
I feel fit and strong. I feel happy. I feel healthy. Now I've got a healthy balance with food, healthy balance with exercise. And, yeah, I'm a lot more confident.
Do you feel sexy?
Because
you look sexy. I
saw a photo without your top on as part of the research. Ooh. Do you have a lot of saggy skin?
No, I've been fortunate. I haven't.
Because sometimes when you have these operations, the weight goes.
No,
you do. And
I'll be honest with you. When I got all my weight, pretty much all my weight off, all the excess weight, I did have like some like problems like around the tummy area. Then I had to get another operation for that.
Do people still recognise you a lot as Arge, even though you've taken on quite?
Do you know
a
what? It's
look.
Funny that you say this. I mean, I still get recognised a lot, but a lot of people, I do get a lot of he looks like Arge. I get a lot of support, which is nice. I get a lot That's of great. Love. You know, when you get comments like you look well, or like you do keep going, or you look better. Like, it does give you, it does spur you on. It
of
does
course
make
it
you
does.
Feel
it's
better,
like when people say, "Oh, you shouldn't say congratulations, you've lost weight." People, yes, you fucking
no,
should.
I think you've got to be. Quite careful. I mean, it's about someone looking healthy, I think.
Yes.
Because the thing is, I used to say to myself, the more weight you lose, the better. So the skinnier you are, the better. But that isn't actually the case.
No, you're looking
healthy is
good.
There's times where I went too skinny. And even now, I'm trying to up my protein a little bit and trying to gain a little bit more.
So you had a gastric sleeve?
Yes.
How long after the operation did the weight tumble off?
I think I got off pretty much all my weight, the excess weight, pretty quickly within a year.
That's amazing.
Initially, you lose a lot because you're on a liquid diet, and then you're on to like baby food, mushy food, and then you're introduced to like solid food.
Did you like any of the baby food? Are you still eating any of the baby?
No, it was the worst. Yeah, that was the worst stage. But then when you're on to solid foods and you start eating normally again, and now I can have a normal dinner, normal breakfast, normal lunch, normal dinner, snacking in between. Yeah. So when you get to that stage, then it's down to you, because people are like, well, obviously, say, oh, it's cheating, anyone could do it if you have this surgery. Well, no, because you do get to a stage where you haven't got all your weight off yet, and then you're able to have like normal meals. So you could still have small portions or eat little and often of bad food, and you're still going to put on weight or not lose any weight. Yeah. So
what does the operation actually involve for having a gastric sleeve?
Gastric sleeve, you're having 70% of your stomach cut away.
Jeez.
Fuck! Wow!
Yeah.
What do they do with it?
I don't know.
As I had my appendix out last week, and I did what I did ask, can I keep it in a little jar or something? Yeah. It was quite interesting to see. They said no. That somewhere in UK hospitals, there's a bin full of other people's innards.
Well,
isn't
that
interesting?
Maybe they use it to study or learn. They might analyse it. I'm sure your...
My appendix would be very interesting.
Appendix would lead to some interesting revelations. Anyway, all that talk has made me quite hungry, so let's take a break while I nip out for a quick snack.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I dare you.
Welcome back to Straight to the Comments with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
Our guest this week is the only way is Essex nobility, James Arge Argent. Hello, James Arge Argent.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's have a little chat about how it all started for you. You are obviously known primarily for being on The Only Way is Essex, a show where people with white teeth and vajazzles argue, as far as I can tell. But it ran for many, many series. You're no longer part of it. Why?
No. That's a good question. I don't think I've been on Tally for about 6 years now.
It's a long time. Do you miss it?
I miss the glory days.
Yeah.
Like, I miss the days of, like, myself, Mark Wright, Joey Essex, Lydia.
God, those are all proper famous names.
Gemma. GC, yeah.
Can we talk about the GC?
Well, we know Gemma Collins as well because we actually nominated her once upon a time for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Successfully.
It went through. She said she was honoured.
She's a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. Yeah. Is she real? As in, like, because this whole, the GC, I mean, I'll be honest, she's the only reality star I really love. She's so talented and she's so entertaining to watch. And like, yeah. I mean, I watch all her stuff. I just find her mesmerizing. Is she like that in real life?
Oh, she's great. Yeah. Gemma's great. She's, yeah, being with her was like watching your favourite reality show 24/7.
It's
not an act.
Because I think Joey Essex is an act. See, I had dinner with Joey Essex once and found him incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm not like, no, but seriously. And then
Joey's very street smart.
He's not thick.
No, Joey's very street smart. I don't know about academically, no.
No, but like, you know how he comes across as this blithering idiot. I sat next to him. We started talking about politics and stuff. The guy was like really
don't
switched
lie.
On.
He did not
no,
speak
he didn't speak about politics.
He did speak to Joey Essex about politics.
I did.
Academically, Joey is probably how people would imagine. But street smart, street wise, he's
anyway. This is not good gossip. Let's go back. How long did you date Gemma for?
Me and Gemma, it might have been a good couple of years, two or three years.
Was there any other point where you saw yourself having a long term future with the GC?
Do you know what? I'm not going to get into too much about me and Gemma, but I will say my time with her was brilliant. I feel very fond of Gemma.
Do you still speak?
We're still friends, yeah. And she's engaged now, and I'm really pleased for her. And yeah, she's a legend. I think Gemma, when all is said and done, when we're in our 70s, 80s, I think Gemma will go down as Britain's greatest ever reality TV star.
I think you're right.
100%. And I think that's quite a cool title.
And when she does die, yes. And I agree with you, by the way, when she dies, what's the one clip that the News at 10 will play? Do you think?
You guys. Honestly.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren! No, it's got to be the falling through the stage. That's the best.
There could be so many.
There's so many.
There could be, you ain't ever going to get this candy.
Yes! Yeah. Oh!
It could be, you ain't ever
was
get
that
this
to
candy.
You? Was that
it,
to you?
That was yeah, to it me. Was. It could be falling through the stage. It could be her going face first and dancing on ice. Or it could be claustrophobic, Darren. She's got so many iconic moments.
You don't regret it?
No, I don't regret it because I've had so many amazing memories, so many experiences. Like going to the BAFTAs and beating Downton Abbey to a BAFTA award. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to say.
That's
I've
outrageous.
Done.
Poor literally, Julian Fellows.
That's the GC effect, which we wrote about in our testament to why she should get the Nobel Peace
Prize. Being in the same, going to the BAFTAs, being in the same category as Downton Abbey and beating them, nights like that you never forget. Like doing stuff like my best mates, Mark and Joey, and what like just doing what mates do, but being on TV and stuff like that.
And being paid for it.
They're always good fun times, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for Towie. But my days of like drama and reality television and stuff like that, like I'm a wedding singer now.
So when you say you're a wedding singer,
I say wedding singer, we don't just do weddings.
Right.
We do
funerals.
Birthday parties, funerals,
okay,
bar mitzvahs, holy communions, amazing. Corporate do's, charity do's.
He's got the spiel.
You name it, we got it.
You gotta plug yourself. Where can the folks book you?
DM the Arge Band at the Arge Band. Okay. Send a little DM.
Do you not find it? Because normally wedding singers are pretty irrelevant. Whereas if I was at a wedding and you came out, I'd be like, my God, it's fucking Arge.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
it's cool.
Be quite kind of. How much of it is the Arge effect?
I think years ago, especially when Towie was on, it was very much like, oh, go on, Arge, get up and give us a song. And it was a bit of a laugh and everyone like got behind me.
Karaoke.
And everyone was like, hey, it was just like a bit of fun. And then I started to actually realise that I love it and I want to take it seriously. And then I started doing more and more gigs. I was working harder and harder on the songs, building up repertoire, started to have singing lessons. I surrounded myself with really good singers and vocalists. And then I started to take it more seriously and work hard. And then, like, all the musicians that are in my band, they're, like, world-class musicians.
So they're probably, yeah.
Literally, I'm not just saying it. This is the God's honest truth. I've got receipts and facts. My guitarist, who was in the Arge Band, is now doing stadium tours of Ed Sheeran.
Wow. He's gone up in the world.
Sheeran,
he's gone,
yeah.
Fuck
he's
you,
gone
Arge.
From the Arge Band to Ed Sheeran. Now I'm not, like, week in, week out on one of those prime like shows, blah blah. I know, like, I can't rely on just being Arj from Tower anymore. Now I'm James Arj.
I'm getting married in February. Can you cut me a deal?
Absolutely.
What's the go-to Arj classic?
I tell you what we always do, and we always do it without fail, and it's the first song I ever sung on Tower. Is Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Andy Williams.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
I can't do a gig without dropping that one. Beautiful. In.
Give us a Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Give us one bar.
It's too early.
One bar.
It's
too morning. He's taking the water,
it's
ladies
too
and gentlemen.
Early. It's too early.
Quiet descends on the things. He's going to have a sip of water.
It's too early.
We present James Arj Argent of the Arj Band singing the first line of I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Take it away.
You're just too good to be true.
That's all you get. That's all you get. You got to book him to hear more.
Let's get back to the stories.
To the next story. The first comment is from Mabel34 in London, and this was 10 years ago.
Hilarious. Best, most ridiculous story of the weekend.
That doesn't narrow it down, does it?
No. That could be any story that could be about literally, you ever.
10 years ago. So I was still on Tower at the
you
time.
You were 26.
I was 26.
You were but a baby. Let's have another one.
Sure. This is from Ruthie50 in Southampton 10 years ago.
Where are you, Arj? Come on, make contact with your family. Everyone is concerned. Well, most of us. LOL.
Did you go missing?
Yeah.
What, like Madeleine McCann?
Yeah, I know exactly what this is. Wow.
What happened?
You're good at this.
Is this funny or is this like, is this serious?
We can laugh about it now.
Okay, I don't know if it's serious.
No, actually, I laughed about it at the time, but it was serious.
I have no idea what anyone's talking
about. Well,
let's have the last comment.
This is mad story.
Which is from Lids in Manchester.
Pray for Arj. How stupid are these people? A talentless, Z-list reality person gets all this attention. Wake up, you deluded fools.
So this is a story that you went, what, sort of Madeleine McCann style missing?
Yeah, this is caught. I haven't actually spoke about this. I don't know if I've ever actually really, truly spoken about what actually happened.
Where did you go? What happened?
The gist of it is I was reported missing by my parents. And I remember for a whole day on Sky News, the bottom of the screen was breaking news, James Argent from the Only Way Is Essex has been reported missing, blah, blah. And I remember that Pray for Arj was trending worldwide.
And you weren't just like on Celebrity Hunted or something. Like this was actually, no. This was real. I mean,
the headline is hashtag Pray for Arj. Towie favourite James Argent gets outpouring of support from fans after sparking missing persons search.
So yeah, where did you go? What happened? Tell us exactly what caused all this.
I mean, I think this is probably the start of when I wasn't very well.
Right.
So I think as far as my parents were concerned, I'd left my house to head towards the airport. However, after I'd left my house, my phone was switched off for about 24 hours. I think that was at the very early stages of my like addiction, stuff like that. So I think pretty much that I was in some kind of hotel in a bit of a dark place by myself. And that was the start of it, really. Can't remember how I managed to kind of...
Were you sort of suicidal at that point?
No. No. I just was like...
On a bit of a bender.
Yeah, I just was like dealing with feelings and emotions via alcohol and drugs and trying to block it out. And if I wasn't doing alcohol, I wasn't doing drugs, and I was binge eating. It was like a dangerous combination
of
all three.
And what do you think changed between that urge... who's abusing substances and food and the happy, healthy, brilliant
That went on for quite a long time. It went on for quite many years, even after that missing story. But that was the first kind of instance or event that happened where friends, family, Towie, producers, bosses, ITV realised, well, hang on a sec, like we think there's like something, like, he's got a problem.
How did you go from that low point in your life to being sort of, how do you get back from that? Because you see a completely different man.
It took a while. I think initially it's kind of accepting that you have got a problem, which I was in denial for quite a long time. And then it's like a case of accepting you've got a problem. Then it's getting to the point of, all right, I actually want to stop now. I don't want to do this anymore.
How often were you abusing drugs?
For long periods of time.
Every day or...?
I don't know about every day. There was times where I'd like have a break and I would like sleep for like a day or two and then like just start again. It went on for quite a few years. And, you know, I went to rehab, I think, 5 times. I think a lot of people thought, it's just a matter of time before you get some kind of sad and tragic news. When you do like try and get better like five times and then you end up keep going back, it's almost like, how are you ever going to really make anyone truly believe or
but you're living that... proof that there's hope for anyone in that
situation. I've been clean and sober for now over 2 years, is amazing for me and my friends and my family, and now I'm achieving things that I couldn't have dreamed of achieving and before. I feel happy and healthy. And
when was Arj found?
I was found in a hotel only a few miles away from my house.
Who found you?
I think the police.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember coming around from a hotel room. I got I realized, oh, I haven't got any battery on my phone. And I haven't been on my phone for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then I went to reception, went, is there any chance you could lend me a phone charger? Because I need to like call my family, but I haven't got any charge. 10 minutes later, a cleaner knocked on the door and gave him the phone charger and went, you're missing. And I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean I'm missing? She went, yeah, you're missing. I was like, what? Yeah, it's all over like Sky News. It's all over the TV. It's all over the internet. Like, you've gone missing. You're reported missing. And I was like, what? Turned on my phone, millions of messages, phone calls, pray for Arj trending worldwide. Lily Allen's tweeting me. Liam Gallagher's said something like, has anyone checked the buffer bins at KFC? and stuff like that. Like,
there's a happy ending there, though.
There's a happy ending.
Which
I'm still here.
Great.
First comment on this story is from Swiss Tony in Swiss Cottage in Switzerland, and this is from 2023.
Bromance coming up.
Ooh.
There must be some kind of you and another guy.
Oh.
Are you bisexual?
I've got an idea. Go on. 2023.
Yeah.
So this is last year.
Yeah.
I would probably say, is this got something along the lines of me doing celeb SAS Who Dares Wins alongside Matt Hancock?
Yes!
Bingo! James Argent reveals he slept beside Matt Hancock during grueling Channel 4 survival show SAS Who Dares Wins.
Did you like Matt Hancock?
Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We slept next to each other. Obviously, I was around him. Oh, I can only judge someone purely as I find them. And he was very supportive towards me and was kind to me and nice. So as much as people probably love me to
slag him off
and hate him,
when did you last speak to him?
Sometimes I get the odd WhatsApp.
No way!
Really? Yeah, I'll go on WhatsApp.
Can you read us the last WhatsApp from Matt Hancock? Have a look. Okay, this is the last
I'll
WhatsApp.
Have a glance.
If it's safe for broadcast.
If it's appropriate. If it's appropriate. It's nothing... Yeah.
This is the last WhatsApp from former health secretary Matthew Hancock to James R. Argent.
It's basically saying... thank you for being such a legend. Happy New Year. I hope 2024 brings joy and happiness and prosperity to you. All the best, Matt.
Boring! Boring!
That's positive, man.
Did you have any preconceived ideas about him before you went on? I mean, what did you think of him before you met him?
No, I mean, obviously,
what's his profile picture? Can you just point it at the camera? I just want to see what is Matt Hancock's WhatsApp profile
picture. No, I can't do that. No,
yes,
no.
You can.
I can't.
Go on. Is it him with a new bird?
No, it's him
bird?
Looking very smart in a suit and tie.
Okay.
I'm sure we've probably all seen the photo. It's probably his photo.
If I was Matt Hancock, my WhatsApp profile picture would be that image where I'm grabbing the woman's bottom on the front page of The Sun. You'd have to own it.
That was the image I had before I met him, because that was all what I was being sent constantly in my boys' WhatsApp groups. You know what I mean?
And our last story, first comment, is from Claire in Southampton a decade ago.
He wouldn't be finding it funny if it was my car.
Have you crashed a car and found it funny?
No, I've never learned how to drive.
You can't drive?
I can't drive, but I've got a theory test booked.
Good man.
James, that needs to be fixed quickly.
No, this is what I'm going to achieve in 2024.
You're 36 years old. You're a grown human man.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been very safe for myself or for others if I was driving whilst I was
exactly. This man knows how it goes.
So I think it's a blessing from God that I never passed my test.
The next comment is from Esther Bay in Bristol.
Vomit and a new look bag. Pure class. Not.
Something to do with throwing up, could you suffer from car sickness? Have you thrown up in a car?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I've been brilliant so far.
You have, actually. You've been the best guest we've had.
Really?
Yeah, I'm guessing the stories.
I think perhaps your memory could
I don't actually have the Daily Mail Online app. And no disrespect to the Mail Online either. It's just for my mental health. It's just purely for my mental health.
No, I love
Mail Online.
You would be forgiven for not...
All hail the Mail Online.
Absolutely.
Given the state you were probably in...
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them.
Given the state you were probably in, I could forgive you for not remembering this. The headline is... The only way is Essex for James Arj Argent as he turns green instead of fake tan orange after rap party. And then there's a little image here, which is...
Is that me being sick? Or maybe it is.
Yeah, hang on. I think maybe they... Maybe...
Oh. And it doesn't look I'm being sick.
Was the only Where's Essex rap party.
Yeah, and it's told. Lydia's mum driving. And I'm in the passenger seat. Some of the things she's had to see over the years and witness, bless her, Debbie.
So just to clarify, we've got no recollection of that night.
No, which probably... makes the article more truer.
Yeah. Well, Arj, that is your luck. Thank you for being our guest today. Has this made you more or less likely to want to read the comments?
To be fair, I think you've been pretty kind to me today.
Okay, so more likely.
I think if you've done some digging, I'm quite happy I didn't get any of the he can't sing comments.
Okay.
Well, I was expecting that. I was expecting that today, no. So I'm quite pleased with that.
None of that.
You can. Well, thank you very much to all our listeners out there glued to their digital wirelessness. And while I'm here, I implore you to head to Channel 4 On Demand and catch up on our latest appearance on The Last Leg, where we pulled a prank on Tucker Carlson. I was very, very, very good in it, and Josh was there too. And of course, press the subscribe button and feel free to leave abuse about how much better Jamie was than me. He's very old now. He won't be able to hear it. His hearing is going. It's very sad. Or perhaps your unfettered delight at my return. Either way, please remember always to go...
straight to the comments.
Ciao.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to The Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
Just gently squeezed his arm.
I wondered what you were going to say then. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe. Help!
And Bika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Bye, 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 bye.